Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2024 first quarter results conference call. My name is Andrea, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's remark, there will be a question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. Joining us today from Financiera Independencia is Mr. Eduardo Messmager, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. José María Cid, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. José María Cid. Mr. Cid, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining FinDep's first quarter 2024 results conference call. We published our first quarter 24 results yesterday, which are available on our investor relations website, findep.ecmex. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements, and as such, are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I will turn the call over to Eduardo Messmager.
Thank you, José María. Good morning, everyone. I will start with some highlights of our first quarter 24 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 179 million pesos, kicking off the year with a strong performance, 8% higher year on year. The top line remained strong and operating expenses remained well controlled, with cost as a percentage of our average portfolio at 34% in the context of a decreasing portfolio balance, primarily driven by our prudent approach to US economic conditions and FX effects. Liquidity is strong, with cash at 782 million pesos at quarter end. Net debt decreased 137 million pesos from the prior quarter and 22% year on year. Our equity to asset ratio stands at 51% at quarter end, 7.8 percentage points above the same time last year. Our loan portfolio of 7.5 billion pesos decreased 7% year on year, including 8% appreciation of the Mexican peso. Under a constant FX rate, the consolidated group portfolio declined 3% year-on-year. Our portfolio based in Mexico grew approximately 0.5% year-on-year, and our U.S. portfolio declined 11% year-on-year in dollar terms. In the first quarter 24, loan origination was 1.1 billion pesos, an increase of 2% compared with last year, or an increase of 5% under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, total loan originations decreased 3%, with originations in Mexico increasing 2%, while those in the U.S. decreased 11% in dollar terms. Origination activities continue to reflect our prudent stance in the context of the prevailing macroeconomic environment. The consolidated NPL ratio, measured as Stage 3 loan portfolio over the total portfolio, stood at 5.7% in the first quarter 24, improving 60 basis points against the prior quarter and 80 basis points against the prior year. FinDep's write-offs amounted to 368 million pesos in the first quarter, 7% lower than the prior quarter and 15% down from the prior year. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs were 20% versus 17% in the prior year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs over the total loan portfolio, including trailing 12 months write-offs, was 22% compared with 20% in the prior year. Now, I would like to share some performance highlights from each of our businesses during the quarter. Independencia represents 36% of the total portfolio and experienced a contraction of 3% year-on-year, with net interest income declining 2%. We also continue to see a reduction in operational expenses. Apoyo Económico Familiar represents 28% of the total portfolio and experienced a growth of 5% year-on-year, with net interest income growing 2% versus the prior year. Apoyo Financiero represents 35% of the total portfolio and experienced a contraction of 18% year-on-year, or 11% in dollar terms, with a 1% decline in net interest income in dollar terms. We're pleased with a quarter of consistent and solid results with positive expected trends across each of the businesses. Our digital transformation remains our top priority, helping us to drive operational efficiencies across processes and work streams, ultimately improving the service we can provide to our customers and the quality of our results. We remain committed to our strategy of focusing on our core businesses in our strategic markets, leveraging our expertise in credit analysis and loan origination, while prudently managing liquidity and debt through macroeconomic cycles. I will now hand over the discussion to Jose Maria so he can provide additional details of our results.
Thank you, Eduardo. In first quarter 24, interest income was 1.2 billion pesos, a decrease of 3% year over year despite a 7% decrease in the loan portfolio, or 3% under a constant FX rate. Interest expense of 148 million pesos declined 9% year over year as we continue to proactively manage outstanding indebtedness. Net interest income of 1.03 billion pesos declined 3% year over year. The provision for loan losses, or PLL, was 288 million pesos in first quarter 24, 25% lower compared to prior quarter and 14% lower than the prior year. PLL over average loans was 15%, an improvement of 470 basis points from the prior quarter and 90 basis points from the prior year. Non-interest expenses were 644 million pesos in first quarter 24, or 34% as a percentage of the average portfolio, reflecting continued discipline and control to manage the expense base in the context of a decreasing portfolio balance. Interest-bearing liabilities are down 23% year-over-year, or 21% under a constant FX, compared to a 7% decrease in the loan portfolio, or 3% decrease under a constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, interest-bearing liabilities have decreased 2%, or 1.5% under constant FX. The company maintains a strong financial position with cash and cash equivalents of 782 million pesos, or 7% of total assets, and a solvency ratio, equity to total assets, of 51%, improving 7.8 percentage points from the prior year and one full point above the prior quarter. Net debt, measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalents of 3 billion pesos at the end of quarter, was down 821 million pesos, or 22% from the prior year, and 19% decline under a constant FX rate, reflecting a prudent portfolio and debt management. On a sequential basis, net debt decreased 137 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during first quarter 24 was 579 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio was 233%, measured as allowances for loan losses over Stage 3 loans, compared with 217% in the prior quarter and 205% prior year. The company's return on equity ratio for the quarter was 13.4%, decreasing 55 basis points for the prior year, and the return on assets ratio was 6.8%, increasing 95 basis points from the prior year. When considering tangible equity for the quarter, it decreased 16.5%, versus 17.7% in the prior quarter. Overall, the company delivered strong and consistent results in the quarter with continued disciplined execution of our key priorities. Operator, we'd like to open the call for questions at this time.
We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise your hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you're connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be unmuted. If you have placed yourself on mute, you will need to unmute yourself to ask your question. Our first question comes from the line of Qian Cao. Please state your full name and company name and ask your question.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
So this is Xiang from IBO. I just have one question from my side. Could you share a bit color on how much of the undrawn credit line you have for now? Thank you.
Sorry, it's kind of back noise, so we didn't get the question.
How much of the undrawn credit facility you have as of now?
Did you mean how much of the credit facilities we have available? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have in total we have $3.3 billion of facilities in the banking facilities, and the available one we have about $700 million still available in the bank.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That conducts our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Jose Maria Cid for some closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time and interest in Financiera Independencia. My contact information is available on our website, findep.mx, in case you have any further questions. Have a great day.